Time to get the information about this year's August Moon Festival. It'll look a little different this year, but it is going to happen here in Quincy virtually. We welcome from Quincy Asian Resources, Philip Chong, Rocky Chan, and Joanne O'Kelly are here to give us all the details about what's happening on August 16th this year. And Mr. Chong, first of all, nice to virtually see you. Hopefully we can do it in person again soon.
Yes. Joe, thank you for having me. You can call me Philip.
By this time, I guess we can be on a first name basis, right? Yeah.
Yes, yes. We know each other quite a while.
Yes. Before we start to talk about the festival, let me ask you, how is Corey doing during the pandemic?
Yeah, we are going through a very tough time during this pandemic. You know, we are adjusting for the new normal. The Corey team, has been doing a lot of work, collaborating with the city, with all the other organizations tirelessly to help as many people as we can during the pandemic. And we also started with different initiatives in food security, in manufacturing, creating more job opportunities for people that being impacted, you know, with the economy downturn. Our team spirit has been very strong, continues to going strong. Our staff, you know, also going through a lot, working long hours, and then they learned that working from home, you know, is not easy. I think everyone, including us, finding out actually is endless. So we're doing a lot of things to making sure that even our team is having the self-care, taking care of themselves, taking care of the family. So we are very glad we have the city support. We have you and your team supporting us as well. So it's really showing that, you know, everyone is being together and supporting each other. And it's hard, but the morale is strong.
Just for folks to know, the actual offices of Quarry are not open to the public. Is that right?
So we had closed since March, and then we, with the Massachusetts reopening different phases, we did reopen in July. And so it's appointment only. And so we also, you know, complying with all the COVID protocol. So we it's not fully open like we used to be, but we still seeing some clients appointment only. And we know that a lot of people are waiting for us to open, getting a lot of, you know, questions and support that they've been getting from us for many years. So, yeah.
What services are you able to offer and what are you not able to do right now?
Yes. So straightforward, we couldn't do as much as in-person support, but we've been doing all direct support virtually since March when the pandemic started. We have moved all our services programs virtually, including for the youth services, for the adult education, for our family and community support. The only thing we really cannot do is gathering, and we do have a lot of programs and services that, you know, people want to come to us. That's something we cannot do. And then, of course, for the August Moon event, and historically, we've been doing in the outdoor, and this is the first time we're doing in the virtual setting. And so in certain ways that, you know, a lot of being impacted, but we still keeping the momentum and the impact and the needs, meeting the needs of the constituents.
Yeah, with August Moon, was there any consideration of not having it this year? You know, what led up to the virtual event? How did that decision-making process happen?
I think the decision-making is all, you know, collaboratively with the team, with the board members, with our sponsors, with the city, talking to the mayor, they all being supportive, but we know that with the seriousness of the pandemic, we know that, you know, social distancing will be hard to control, even though we want to enforce it. We were talking about scenario that if we do it even just for the opening in person, how are we going to make sure to enforce the social distancing? How are we making sure that even people attending will be safe, and our sponsors, our speakers? Factoring all the risk and factoring all the concerns, we said, what's the other options? What's the other options? And then during the brainstorming section, we thought about the virtual settings. But at the same time, we knew that it will be very different in terms of the experience, because as we all know that our August Moon has been something that is vibrant, something that is so tangible. And what are we going to do in this virtual settings, you know, for our August Moon? So we've been working very hard with the team, with our volunteers, with the sponsors, with all different speakers and partners. What are we trying to accomplish? What are we trying to reach throughout this virtual event? So it's definitely it's a first time.
Yeah.
But we do have the mentality and morale that want to try it. So.
Okay. All right. So it's going to go August 16th, as I mentioned. I think it's 11 to 12:30.
Yes.
Bring in Rocky and Joanne if we can, and chat a little bit about what that day will look like. Rocky, what has been involved in planning this event? You know, how have you managed to get everybody to meet virtually for this?
Well, I gotta say, meeting virtually, it's a little bit more convenient for us because we don't have to travel. So the event planning committee that we meet every other week to catch up on the different projects and the activities that we're planning. Like Philip said, he's going to be doing the opening, and there's going to be a mix of live and pre-recorded during the festival, which starts, which runs about an hour and a half. And instead of having live dragon lion dance and a flag raising ceremony, we've asked a lot of the our local community to come and to submit a video. So we have a Boys and Girl Scout troop doing the flag ceremony. They pre-recorded it and submitted it to us. We have a lion dance video from New York from one of our community partners down there. So we're asking all of our supporters and sponsors to just bring in videos, and we're going to look at it. And my youth volunteers, my youth leaders, they're going to be going over those videos because they're tech savvy, and helping clean up and edit the videos so we can submit it back to you guys, who you guys are so graciously helping us to produce this event for us and Thomas Crean Library. So we've got a lot going on. We've got some cooking demonstration. We'll have a mix of a pre-recorded and a live streaming video of Vivian Liu, who's a violinist, and she's actually local. She's from the South Shore. My youth historically has always supported the festivals, and this year is no different. We've got youth volunteering to do posters and flyers. We'll have them helping with the video production. This year for the fundraising, we're doing a thing called Rally Up, and some of my youth leaders are helping me organize the raffle drawings that we're going to have two times during the festival. So we've got a lot of good interactive events, activities for the video.
Sure. Joanne, for your part, do you think perhaps doing the event this way virtually might in some ways expand the reach of Quarry and of August Moon to folks who might not be familiar or might not have attended in the past?
Well, I can tell you, Joe, this is my third August Moon Festival with Quarry. And last year, it was incredibly hot, and we saw something like 20,000 families, folks, you know, from Quincy, across the South Shore. Philip and I interviewed folks. We had them from Boston, the North Shore. So I am sad that we won't be on Coddington Street and having our you know, dunk tank in our children's area. But I do believe that it's incredibly important for our community that we acknowledge the August Moon Festival. It's a very important day for families. And I'm hopeful that through all of our outreach, our community partners, support from yourself and other city leaders, that we will have a good outreach. And we certainly are planning a fun day with lots of fun giveaways and activities.
Sure.
Thank you again for all your help. It's been incredibly.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Shout out to our own Michael Jarvey on our staff here at QATV. He really is the technical wizard behind what's going to make this a successful event. He's doing a lot of behind the scenes work to make it happen. So we appreciate his help. Philip, I know that there will be actually some live portions of the August Moon Festival, correct?
Yes, yes. So first of all, the opening, and individual performance. Again, historically, we have lots of groups and lots of community organization join us together, group dancing, singing, performance, and stuff like that. But with the COVID, even though they are doing it remotely, we advise them not to group it together. So a lot of them, they doing pre-record with the social distancing. And so for the live performance, we will have Vivian, the playing violin. She's famous, and we had her before. But a lot of them will be pre-recording. And then for this year, something special that we have also our New York partner joining us from New York City. So one of the silver lining for doing virtually, like what you said, is you even outreaching some people that usually they won't have a chance to taste it, what it's like. So so we are very glad to have more people, more different groups that we usually wouldn't see them to join us this year.
Sure. But you mentioned tasting. I guess that's about the only thing you can't do virtually is to have the food that you normally would at the festival. But perhaps people could do that in their own homes, you know, with their own.
I know. So actually, one of the things that Rocky mentioned about the cooking performance, it was actually for me. I was doing the mooncake. Mooncake demonstration. First time in my life making mooncake. And it was definitely very stressful. I think there's a lot of editing that the team had. They have to do, but it was a very good experience.
Yeah, well, that's just great. It really is. So, I mean, in some ways, this might bring people closer together in their own homes. What tell us the significance of the August Moon Festival, if you could.
Yes. So again, it's a very historical, hundreds of years. It runs, across different countries in Asia. So it's a festival that about gathering. It's a very significant cultural festival. And then also the myth about two separate individuals, it's only a day that they can see each other together. So it's kind of ironic, we have to do it virtually this year. But still, we want to send a message to the community and to everyone here that we are still here. We're there for them, and it will get better soon. And we really, really hope that, as you know, we have a lot of different cultural events every year, throughout the year. And we really hope that, things will get better, and then we will see each other very soon.
Yeah, I'm guessing that because of the pandemic, even in the Asian countries, the August Moon Festival will look a lot different this year. Is that right?
Yeah, some countries actually having a second and third waves. So they back to the lockdown. So yeah, it's definitely a lot of impact.
Sure. Is it too soon to ask you about Lunar New Year and that might look
never too soon. Actually, the team, Rocky and Joanne, they talked about that. So we don't know what's going to be like. We hope for the best.
Sure. Rocky, for your part, what do you need, you know, at this point for the August Moon Festival in terms of volunteers, donations? What could folks do to help?
So the best way for people to help is to tune in Saturday, August 11th, either on their iPad, phone, or laptop, and join us and participate. Watch with us the August Moon Festival. A second way the community can help is to learn more about our community partners and what we've been doing and the services that we are all providing for them during this COVID-19. And the third one would be, we have a Rally Up website set up for the fundraiser. We are, all of us are hurting in this time, and we have this fundraising to support all of our programs at Quarry. And we've got some great prizes. People will be definitely interested in. We have an air fryer, 2-round trip tickets anywhere in the world by Turkish Airlines. They're business class, so they'll travel in style. We also have some local restaurants donating gift cards to help support the Quarry program. So I would encourage everyone to look at the poster and follow those QR codes and to support Quarry through that fundraiser.
Okay, and again, just to clarify, it's actually Sunday, August 16th, right, from 11 to 12:30, for the actual festival. Okay. So, Joanne, anything you'd like to add? Hope we didn't lose Joanne. Maybe we did.
No.
I'm sorry, I was muted. Again, just a big thank you to the City of Quincy and all of their support, QATV, Thomas Crane Library, all of our generous community partners who have helped to support us and to make this day possible. You know, as Rocky indicated, these are going to be rough economic times for everyone, including nonprofit organizations. We're working incredibly hard to serve the community by, you know, providing our ongoing program services, addressing things like food insecurity and PPE. So every dollar counts, every donation counts, and we just really want to thank the community for all their support.
Absolutely.
Please join us. It's going to be a great day. You get to see Philip making a mooncake. What could be better than that?
For that alone, right, it's worth tuning in.
For that alone, it's worth joining us.
We should let folks know technically how they do, you know, participate. So Philip, maybe you could run down those for us.
Yes. So go to our website. The easiest thing is go to our website, quarima.org, and there will be a link that people can click in, and then they can do the live view. And then the show will be recorded. The events will be recorded, and then we will be posted on our website. So come to our website, and then you will find the access to this wonderful event.
Very good. And again, it's also here at QATV, Facebook, and via Zoom as well. So all kinds of ways to
yes.
Yeah. So it's really, I mean, if you look at it one way, the August Moon Festival is going international this year.
Oh, I did not say that, Joe. You said that. Okay, thank you.
Or maybe you know.
I always want to do that. Yes, international. So, yes. Joe, you better send it out to all your friends across the countries.
Absolutely. Yes. You know what I did want to ask you, Philip? I couldn't help but wonder with the news that the Brooks Brothers Company is
in
bankruptcy, how that impacts. I know you've worked very hard to get folks jobs at that company.
Yes, thank you for bringing this up. So with Brooks Brothers, it has been a long time partner and still our partner for services. But right now with the bankruptcy, we're still to be determined in terms of what the services look like. Okay. For the last 3 years, we've been supporting all the immigrant workforce in Massachusetts, also in New York City. And during the COVID, we helped convert the factory to PPE production for the U.S. Navy and then also for the frontline workers. Unfortunately, with the continued economy downturn, they had to file the bankruptcy in July, and 1,000 over, I think it's about a little bit about 1,200 immigrant seamstresses and tailors, all the sewing operators. They got laid off and lost their jobs. And many of them had been working there over decades.
Wow.
I'm talking about 30 years, 40 years, 20 years. Mm. And all these are immigrants that they have such a beautiful skill set and been using that skill set to, you know, make their living, supporting their family, you know, bringing the kids to go to college. So with our team, we took this opportunity. We decided to create jobs for these people by starting our own manufacturing. So Corey started our own manufacturing in early July to make PPE using these workforce. So we have workforce in New York City, in Massachusetts, that we are producing the PPE in face masks, in isolation gowns and face shields. Mm-hmm. And we actually got orders from health system, from cities, from organizations, from businesses, from restaurants. They want to support purchasing these PPE from Corey to create jobs for these people, to save the local workforce, to continue to make in the USA, and then also helping during this very difficult time. So we definitely pivot in terms of this, very unfortunate, because we know that, you know, there's a lot of things going on for a lot of companies, not just Brooks Brothers, a lot of retail business have gone to that direction. So we will continue to help to support the Brooks Brothers workforce and to continue for them to use the skill set in sewing to make these beautiful products for our frontline workers. So for anyone, if you guys know anyone that need PPE, please reach out to us, reach out to me, and we want to help.
That is a fantastic story. I was not aware of that. Where is that manufacturing taking place?
Yes. So we are being very creative and also innovative. So during the peak of the COVID in March and April, when we were helping Brooks Brothers to reopen the factory, we had such a hard time to bring the furlough workers back to the factory because they were very worrying about being infected. So with our creative solutions, our team identified the home-based sewing workers in New York City and Massachusetts. And what we did was we worked with Brooks Brothers. They cut all the materials, and then we deliver these materials to individuals to their home.
Okay.
And they will make all the PPE products for the U.S. Navy and the frontline workers. And then we pick it up, bring it back to Brooks Brothers. So we built a home sewing network over the last 3 and 4 months. And in the meantime, for a isolation gowns, because they need more kind of like manufacturing settings, we also identify partners in New York City and Massachusetts that they will help to bring, you know, more workers coming in to work at their sites, Brooks Brothers workers, and then also producing these orders from COI to support the health system, the different organizations. So right now we have two production options, home base, and then also our new manufacturing partners in Massachusetts and New York. And ideally, if we can continue to grow, we're already being very proactive, thinking about if we're growing this operation in terms of social corporation to help more immigrant workforce, mm-hmm. and how we expand the manufacturing, we are looking into options to build our own manufacturing sites. Wow. In Massachusetts and New York. So those are the options that we're working on. It's been very effective, also eliminating a lot of overhead costs. And then in the meantime, we are also being very proactive in the way that if potentially if the numbers, the COVID numbers increase, people can still work at home,
okay.
make their living and supporting the frontline workers.
Yeah. What a fantastic story that is, and really another, you know, silver lining in this crisis, the way you've been able to pivot and react and move in a different direction.
Thank you, Joe. It's just a lot of support from all our partners, from city, from the mayor, everybody, all hands on deck. Sure. So we're really grateful and appreciate. Don't get me wrong, it's extremely hard. Yeah. It's extremely, extremely hard. But our team working so hard, our board members, everybody. So
wonderful. But in the short term, it's fun, right? It's the festival. It's the 33rd annual August Festival on Sunday, August 16th from 11 to 12:30 virtual this year. Rocky, anything else you'd like to add?
Nope. I think Philip gave a pretty good summation.
Okay, very good. And Joanne, I'll just check in one more time with you to make sure there's nothing else that we need to let folks know about right now.
Thank you again for your time, Joe. We really appreciate it, all your support.
It's our pleasure. We're happy to help. And we'll show the team here and wish everybody a happy August Moon. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Joe. But Joe, before you leave, I have a question to you.
Yes.
So usually you are on the Cape for our August Moon Festival. So this year you have no excuse, right?
There's no Wi-Fi on the Cape, Philip.
I send you a recording. Thank you so much, Joe.
I'll be able to watch it on our website here at QATV. So, yes, I will be at the festival this year. How's that?
Thank you. Be safe.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.